Hello.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I will continue. How are you? It's starting to be busy season because you're starting to get really hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, I saw your message, but I just
I'm
now
busy.
started to go through them.
Okay. Will you just send me the email and everything whenever you get a moment? And I think most of them, I believe, at least on the Meli, I believe are golden.
Which ones?
There should be a 48 and a 50.
Oh, yes,
I'm not sure. I think you said it worked, but we never really talked about it.
Yep, let me look here just a second.
Did you get my other
Yes,
belly?
I did.
Thankful.
A day late because they got stranded somewhere in the weather.
Yeah, well,
Well, I'm
better.
glad you.
Yesterday's packages didn't even make it yet, still.
Yeah.
It's just a shit show. Excuse my French. It's very frustrating.
Well, it is. The shipping is really not very good this year, and my UPS guy says this was a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. She said, "Yeah, we're already 20% ahead of what we were over last year." So.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. It's just crazy right now, and I don't know if it's because like of Amazon out fluting a lot of their stuff I get. It's not always in an Amazon package anymore. It comes from like UPS and FedEx. So it's
All
kind of
right.
making sense a little bit because I feel like
So
you've got independent purchases being made all over the place on the internet.
I sold the 48.
Awesome. Perfect. I will mark that one then. And then can you, whenever, I know you just email it whenever you get it. So whenever you do, that would be awesome.
I'll be sending the 50s back.
Yes, unless those work for something else. Or if you wanted to keep them
No.
for stock for like studs, they were a good price.
I will,
No, they're not. Oh, yeah, they are. Actually, they are. I thought they were 25 pointers, but they're 25 points apiece.
right.
I'm going back to my original thought that they are great price, but they're not in mountings yet. So I guess I could probably do it in mountings easier for you if you didn't want to keep them for that kind of thing.
So in the ovals, I'm hoping this weekend I'll have
Hit the
some
edge.
sort of action on
Perfect.
that. I don't know, because I told you she got
She got
real
nervous or
nervous.
something. Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, we're doing this? Oh,
Yeah, she got
kind of thing.
excited, nervous, though. Not like a nervous, oh my God, I'm going to get married kind of nervous, or oh my God, I'm going to be a real woman.
Well, it's like we're kind of moving really fast, kind of thing without thinking about it or something. I don't know. So I haven't heard back, but I have the other lady who was looking for her daughter. I have a ring that's about done for her. She was getting a stone remounted.
Ooh.
So she might be in this weekend looking at them also. So,
Okay, so do you need anything else, maybe?
no, other than the, I got the Rare and Forever 170.
Yep.
For that one guy, and I don't know if that's going to be.
Is it too much, you think? What do you think about it?
Well, it's a nice stone, but I don't know if we're going to be bumping his budget or if that's
Too much?
going to squeeze him too much. I don't know.
Well, I was waiting to just see what you thought of that before I, because I have, are you ready to talk about the other options? Because I have them ready.
Yeah.
I just haven't been able to talk to the man, the myth, the legend of Scandoval.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me pull it back up again. Because I went into the office and I dropped off four of the largest bags of winter wear clothing. Like, I don't know where my household must be the poster child for anything that is Champion, Puma, Adidas, Nike, and let's everybody have four of the same color, whether it be blue, navy blue, gray, light gray, charcoal gray, or black. Matching suits for everyone's size. And literally, I either can fit into it very loosely or fit into it just really uncomfortably. There weren't very many in between, so I just got rid of all of it because we're doing, like, the Ann does this coat drive at the office and such. I'll send you the picture. It was rather funny. I couldn't lift them out of my car. She had to come help me. But when I was there, I was able to take a look-see at some options. And I know they, just FYI, they do have more Rare and Forever options that are going to be added
coming
to the system. Yeah, Christy was telling me yesterday she's got a whole bunch coming in. I've already pre-sold one.
Wow.
Well, just because somebody needed to re-up and they wanted to re-up into one large stone instead of a bunch of smaller, like, under-carat stones because they're starting to sell in Seymour. Oh, you remember San Anthony down in San Antonio when you met him. Or no, we met him in Palm Springs, I think. But he's from San Antonio, and when we were there, he signed on to Rare and Forever when we were in town. So Christy and I went in and did a diamond event, I think, the morning of San Antonio. But that show was crazy because there was, like, four different hotels, I think. It was a nut. That was a nut job show, I feel like. It was a lot of work.
San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
That was a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah. It was just a lot. It was cold, too. I remember it being miserable because of cold.
Right. It wasn't typical Texas kind of weather, but...
Yeah. Because we had gone to... Didn't we go to Riverwalk a few years back, but we stayed at the hotel on the other side, not the one in, like, the middle of the Riverwalk Marriott, so... I just remember it being different because it was a further walk to the convention center and not right next door to it where we stayed the last time. And we could always – it had the gorgeous, like – don't you remember it had, like, an elevator that went all the way down to the bottom floor of Riverwalk and you could walk out onto it? We didn't have that hotel this time. I was bummed.
No.
Bummers.
Well,
what happened?
I liked San Antonio.
Me too.
And I don't know why they don't go there more, but –
Right.
I guess, I don't know. It seemed like the flight was pretty cheap to get there.
Yeah, and it's right in the Midwest, too. So it's not a hard place for us to get back and forth to with one stop. And we can have a lot of options. Whereas, you know, sometimes when you go out west, it's really hard for us northerners or easters and then vice versa, too. I'm sure it's just as hard for the wester, you know, or like the San Francisco or the LAX, you know, diamond houses that are out there.
Yeah.
I don't know who was at Wright House or the Wright Source was out there at one point. I can't even remember who anybody else is anymore, nor do I need to.
No.
Are you ready with a P number so I can give you the first one that I chose?
Let me see here. Okay.
I figured I would give it to you because I already grabbed it. It is less money, but you tell me, and then I can give you the second one, too. Or I can just email them to you, whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, just what do you got?
Okay, the first one is P310945. Keep in mind, this is our pusher larger. You wanted to get possibly to a 2-carat. It's going in yellow. I get that. Faint fluorescence. It really does have, it's going to pull color next to anything white, but it really faces up quite nice. But it has color.
Okay.
However, it could be a larger option if you needed that. So I did not put that one aside. The one that I did put aside that I want to share with you is P305772. It's a 164, But the make on it is a 7.6, which is similar to like most 180s, kind of a heavier carat and 3/4 make. But it still doesn't have a horrible look to it. And the SI2 on it, I think, is rather nice.
Okay.
And it's super white. It's got a little bit larger table than you typically like at 58, but I think it's a pretty stone. I wanted to get your opinion for your guy.
And how much is that?
This one is $49.20. Because it was like 31 back. But it has a 7.6 spread with a 61 depth percentage, 58 table, trip X. I wish there was more fluorescence, but there's not. What do you think?
And the other one, the 310945.
Oh, the 2-carat or over 2-carat that pulled a little bit of color. That guy is 6,500 on the nose. I didn't want to go over that 6.5 number if I could help it because we already had one that was a little bit more.
Right.
But it pushes to get the VS. It pushes, well, all of them have nice makes, so you don't have to talk about it being extra special make because they all are extra special makes. I make sure that happens every time for you. That being said, I think if he wants size, it does, I mean, it spreads at that 8.1 kind of-ish range or that carat in 10, carat 15. So just over a carat size, but you're paying for the carat, or 2-carat, excuse me. Why am I saying carat?
Yeah.
2-carat size range. So I like that as an option because you're getting VS and you're getting the size. But it's up to you, and you know your client with, it's, isn't it a mom or somebody coming in, or she, it's a second
No, this one, this is an 50th anniversary.
Right.
So.
But you only had like six to spend overall.
Right, that's kind of the probably closer to the top end, maybe, but I don't know.
I have an I-1 that I really like, but I know you typically don't like I-1s, but it's a 1.65. It's a little bit deeper, which is why I think I like the I-1, but it doesn't show you larger. However, it is a whiter color. It's P252974. And it's a 1.65, like I said, HI1GIA. It's $47.85 for you. But it gets you white. It gets you the 55 table. It does have a very good, excellent, very good make. But that's because I think it's a little bit deep is where the very good comes from. It's very accurately graded by standards. It definitely got graded here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fair price for it because it's 32 back or something.
And that was how much?
$47.85. So it's about $200 less than that J. If you like that as a second option, just to give him. I always like to do like white. You know, white maybe a little imperfect. You know, a little internal characteristic here and there, like the I-1 here. It's a GIA I-1 too, and it's an H. So I mean, it's going to be white. Even with the fluorescence, it's facing up whiter. It's white inclusions throughout the whole thing.
So once you send me the 164.
Okay. I already have that one on memo. That one you were getting. That's my option.
Oh.
That was my pick.
I'll show him that one and the Rare and Forever and say, you know, you got some difference in price here. And if you want to go a little bigger, it's going to be more money. So.
Okay. Do you not want to have the LVS and just offer it that as a caveat, or do you want to have maybe something pushing it that is maybe, let's say, an I-1-ish, but it's going to be like $9,000? Is he going to push that much because it's an anniversary? I don't know. You have to tell me that.
Well, he's. The kind of the way I took it was he had a budget that he wanted, that he had that much money to spend. So I don't know if it's like it's one of those things where he wants to spend this budget, but I don't know if he can go more. But I'm thinking like they're going to go on a cruise or something, or you know,
Yeah, and I don't want them spending money on a cruise at Effie, like my silly mother.
Well, I mean, it's like I want to get as much as I can out of him, but I don't want to take too much, you know, and then he won't be able to do his cruise, and then he might not do the diamond. So I don't. I guess I'm.
I gotta figure out for you. I've been wanting to give you this little caveat for a while, but I just don't know how you'll take it. But you've said this same scenario to me about three times. Not exactly the same, but like it's somebody that maybe is coming back from a trip, or is going on a trip to propose, or you went on a trip to propose. Maybe that's the third time. To the restaurant and such where you guys originally, you know, like,
yeah.
I think that's where it's all kind of coming full circle here. But, you know, Julie from Julie's Jewelry, she's doing something really, really smart, I think. Because
she gives
what
him
it,
a trip.
Yeah. Yeah. She freaking does. she does. And she does it through Tokio Marine because I've hooked her up, and I've used them. I didn't use them, but I've given the referral in the past from other jewelers. Like when Reiniger Jewelers and I did that $1 million diamond event, they went through them and offered like a certain percentage off plus a trip. You know, SDL did something similar too. But she told me they were only like $125 or $150 for a two-person package. And then they go up from there. You have to buy them like in a lump sum. But I can get more details. It might be really smart for you to do after the first of the year just to get some more bridal business under your belt. That is if you want more business. And that's the only caveat to this is that it does bring in a lot more business, anybody that puts it in play. And you right
oh,
now,
really?
My friend, is I know you probably have 1,500 to throw towards 15 or 12 or a dozen of those silly, you know, cruises or it's a cruise and then there's a Bahamas. There's like four different levels that she offers. But she's smart because she offers four different levels. The lowest level is for any sale $3,000 or above. If they go bridal, the more expensive, more exclusive ones that I think she pays maybe $170 or something per package for, and that's all inclusive, and they just have to book it on their own. The other caveat is that is if they have a horrible experience, it's probably going to be blamed on you, but it shouldn't be. She said it's only ever happened one time, and it was because more it was about the timing of where they wanted to go didn't align with when they could go, I guess.
Oh.
Because, you know, it was like one of those situations. So they ended up loving the other trip that they went on, but I think she had to pay maybe a little bit more for them to do that one, or I can't remember what it is. They're pretty workable. And RDI actually gave them out as, you know, a free event. If you came, you know, we'll give you a free trip if, at Vegas one year, I think at a show during the summer. I can't remember when we offered it because we ended up getting some for our people who came
yeah.
in for our event. That's what it was, for one of the spring events. After Julie had been there in the fall, we did it for the spring event. And for you guys didn't care as much as your people do. That's what we realized is that jewelers do so much traveling, you know, from all the shows, most of our jewelers are IJO, RJO, or Vegas, or Centurion, or, you know, in-store, or Prime. There are so many stinking shows nowadays that
yeah.
a company that has to do all of them, I feel really bad for the sales rep that has to go to all of those shows, because that sucks. That's just traveling to shows and paying a lot of money. Hopefully you do a lot of turn-and-burn business. It doesn't,
right.
like the D'Amico brothers and stuff, they could never run their business that way. It would be so difficult. But
oh, it'd be crazy.
It would be so nuts, right? Like, it's just nuts. But to that point, that's why that whole package thing, in order to salute, most people, when they come to see us, I'll be honest, they want better pricing. They don't come to get a vacation. They're there on vacation to learn more already and hang out with us. And we do a
right.
good job of that, so... You better put it in your calendar for the spring, and you better bring your wife. Because we're going to have RJO given 1% back by then. No, I don't know that to be true at all, but I'm hoping.
Well.
If I had my head wrapped around it, I would. I have actually a new jeweler that I am making hip, and I think they're getting approved maybe in the group. I told them about it about a year and a half ago, to be fair, when they bought the store from the previous owners who I've been telling about it for like years. They're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So they're in like, yeah, they're in like an area that we don't have anybody. And RJO always used to ask me for like certain states or areas if I knew anybody. And that was always a state I remember, maybe because it's Wyoming. And I mean,
yeah, there's not much there. I mean,
there's not really much there except for America's number one community with the highest billionaire zip codes.
Yeah.
Square footage wise, anyways.
There's not a lot of towns that could support a jewelry store. But I have a customer that moved. She moved to Laramie.
Laramie?
Laramie, Wyoming. She loves it.
Really? Is that near? Is that near like the Jackson or Jackson Hole or wherever that place is called?
No.
No, okay.
Jackson Hole's closer to Idaho. It's south of Yellowstone and almost to the border there. It's a great tourist place. In fact, I had a customer, when was that, back in, he bought the Radiant Cut. Got engaged in Jackson Hole.
Oh, really? That's so cool.
In the Tetons.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Well, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love stories like that. That's the best. Well, if you don't mind, let me hop off here. I will let you go. But I will get these out right now. I'm going to wrap this up, get off the phone with you, wrap it up. If you could email me the tracking, that would be awesome.
All right.
Thank you very, very much. And if you need anything else, give me a call. We definitely need to do a recap. I have not watched, not yet. And if you did, don't share.
Well, I had a customer in this morning named Lorenzo Sandoval.
No freaking way. Did you tell him that you're related? And it's spelled wrong? How funny. I have to ask this. Did you and your daughter and wife watch any of the BravoCons where Sandoval was actually in one of the BravoCons? Because they brought back, sometimes they do tea time with so-and-so, but I think with him it was like villain... Traitors. He was on for Traitors. That's what it was, because it's still considered a Peacock or Bravo Network show, Traitors. I don't know if you watched that one or not, but he was on one of the seasons.
Yeah, I think Claire might have seen part of that.
Yeah, well, he Scandoval was sitting there, and they were asking questions about Housewives and what franchise would you go to. And they said something about the Valley, and one of the Valley members was there, and they were like, "We don't want that, Tom." Because, you know, the other Tom there, he's already on the show with Lala for the next season, so they release all that. And he was like, "Yeah, you just don't." Oh, and he's so, like, weird. Like, he's like, "Yeah, that was, like," it's like he doesn't remember he was a shithead. Like, it's so odd. And then Ariana does she does some interviewing with like Andy Cohen and some others, but she's being interviewed not with anybody from Vanderpump at all, or even anywhere near. They're doing like a Love Island thing. So she's kind of going off Love Island with that, the sassy blonde chick that was on the boat under the Down Below show with the boats and the yachting.
Yeah.
You know that show? Yeah. She was on one of those. She was one of the most famous little blonde stewardess people. But she was doing like a funny little tidbit, and she was asking Ariana all these questions, and she's like, I know I'm being a bit shady, but did you see your exes here in town? She goes, I don't know who you're talking about. And then she was being shady about, like, and look at how much you've grown. Look at where you've gone. What do you got on your – she was getting so shady with Ariana that Ariana put her in her place. She goes, yeah, it must be real hard to be me. I don't want to do anything but what I'm doing right now. I'm so fortunate. I'm coming off of a Broadway show, and I get to hang out in Fiji for, like, weeks on end with a bunch of horny, really good-looking eye candy, whether you like male or females. I don't know about you, but it works for me, and I'd be doing all of it. And I just thought it was so great because she was being shady. You can kind of tell that she was kind of a little bit Team Scandoval, I'll be honest. She's like, she went and played on the Traitors with him, too. So she knew him, and that's why she was being a bit more shady. Like, you've gotten an awful lot of success since the breakup on Vanderbilt there, Ariana. You want to talk about it? She's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. She was very classy, but shady. It was good. You're going to love it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I will let you go. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.